lot of German progressive bands at the time, namely Can, Neu, and Kraftwerk. And so from this, they've actually included a lot of electronic elements into their music, using a lot of processing and studio trickery to get a sound that no other band was really getting quite at the time out of Europe, aside from those aforementioned German bands. In fact, what's so interesting is with this, they kind of did the original amalgamation of electronic and rock music well before synth pop was a thing. And Brian Eno, thanks to his modulation of the music and his cut-up and sampling techniques in the studio, given more time on this release than on their self-titled debut record, created some of the most forward-thinking music coming out of 1973. This stuff really did sound like it was coming from the future for the most part, or from the past, or some weird confluence of the two. And the songwriting is incredible and goes all over the place. We're going to hear in this a song about a predator in a futuristic landscape. We're going to hear a love song given to an inflatable doll. We're going to hear a song about mass-produced humans and hoping the next edition of you will be the one that we fall in love with. And we're going to start off with a song that's about a fictional dance craze that transcends time and space with Do the Strand. And I think with that said, we should just get right into it.
Okay, you're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. And this is a set in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Roxy Music's For Your Pleasure album.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the strand love when you feel love. It's the new way, and that's why we say do the strand. On the tables, quite people's place or Mabel's. Slow and gentle, sentimental, all styles served here. Louis says he prefers laissez faire his ground. Tired of the tango, fed up with fandango.
Walls and In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily. But home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on, what to do there, better pray there. All of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you, disposable darling. Can't throw you away now, immortal and life-size. My breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. And we just came back there from a set of music entirely made up of the band Roxy Music in celebration of the 50th anniversary of their groundbreaking album, For Your Pleasure. And as Adam was discussing before the break, it is different than their first one, and it brought in all these as what people would call future sounds.
Yeah, and especially the processing that Brian Eno would contribute to that band. Certainly, they would try to continue that on their subsequent albums, and I would argue Roxy Music, up until about the mid-70s, were on point even after Eno's departure, and then became a little bit more hit or miss thereafter. But you know, at the time, you know, Eno contributed a lot of things. In spite of the fact he referred to himself as an anti-musician, his contributions were really tape manipulation and synthesizer, really adding more texture to the songs and kind of encouraging and I think even goading on Brian Ferry to create some more unconventional lyrical choices. As we heard in that final song, The Bogus Man, we actually heard a live rendition of that from their album Viva from 76 that was recorded in 74 shortly after Eno's departure as a type of middle finger to Eno, trying to show we can still do this stuff without you, and a very raucous sounding version of that too that reminded me a bit of post-punk acts that the band would influence like The Fall or even Public Image Limited, very much like the sort of sophistopop a lot of people think of when they think of more mainstream Roxy Music releases.
Yeah, and then this whole set, it had two tracks from the album and then two different versions of tracks from the album. So we ended off with the track from Viva. Is that a live album?
Yeah, yes. a complete live album. And then before that, we heard In Every Dream Home, A Heartache. And this is something I do want to touch upon, Dave, that I think this album does a really good job at lampooning the type of commercial culture that was really booming in Britain in the 1970s. And it was kind of showing on this album in particular, not only the dark side of consumerism, where we have more products than ever at the expense of ourselves also being commodified and becoming products, as seen in this love song, which is an ode to an inflatable doll, which also I think highlights kind of the darker aspects of the sexual revolution that had happened, which includes possessiveness over women. I think it includes masculine fragility and, you know, the type of sense of worth only coming through materialist means, as well as just being a really creepy song. Definitely. And a very unconventional song. Both that and The Bogus Man are very like sexually predatory songs, but with tongue firmly in cheek, kind of highlighting the ickiness of that, I guess you could say, for a less coherent way to put it.
Yes, and before that, we heard Music Editions of You. That was a Peel Session version.
Oh, yeah, fantastic edition of Editions of You. Probably one of the most covered songs on this record, I'd have to say. There's been versions by Mission of Burma. Even Moby did a cover of this. And then we started things off with Do the Strand, which is their infamous ode to a dance craze that never actually existed. And I think this really ties into their retro-futurist sort of themes, where it's a dance craze that transcends time, transcends reality, kind of like a William Burroughs novel almost. And yeah, I would have to say Roxy Music would never sound so acerbic or anywhere near as sarcastic later in their music, where it got very genuine and sentimental. But this album is on point, and I think it points towards the type of a nihilism that imbued a lot of punk music in the 1970s. And yeah, it's just a great musically groundbreaking album as well.
That was the set in tribute to Roxy Music's For Your Pleasure, which is 50 years old now, and still a fascinating album to listen to and think about. Coming up next, we're going to switch focus completely, going into the folk ear direction, I should say, starting off with a brand new single that was recently released by Galen and Paul. If you're wondering who this is, it is actually a new duo that features Galen Ayers, son of Kevin Ayers, musician Kevin Ayers, and, sorry, daughter of Kevin Ayers, and then Paul Simonon of The Clash. And Paul plays guitar on this record, and he sings, in addition to Galen as well. And there's a forthcoming album coming out, I believe, in April, called Can We Do Tomorrow Another Day? And the lead-off track is this, I guess I could just describe it as a dusty folk track. It's called Lonely Town, and it has some subtle Western influences as well. And it's really not what you would expect from Paul Simonon of The Clash, even in a collaborative new folky thing. But it's really quite fascinating and good, and I look forward to the album. We're also going to hear some music from Leonard Cohen's debut release.
Norman Tangia, I believe, is the other artist we're going to be hearing in the set, who is a folk artist who wrote the theme song for a show Dave has been raving about going back to watch a show. It's been out for a few years, but still going on, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, it's a vampire comedy show, and it started as a movie. And this song actually dates back to 66. Norman Tangia actually perhaps isn't as well known, although now that's changing because of the use of this song, You're Dead, in this show, What We Do in the Shadows. She's becoming more well-known, and there's been reissues of her stuff. She was a folk artist, and actually a queer folk artist, and she had a hit in 1966, I believe, called Walkin' My Cat Named Dog, because she was part of the Greenwich Village scene in New York, and she actually had a cat that she named Dog that she would walk around the neighborhood.
And I see this note that Dave left here also, that this artist co-wrote some songs that Dusty Springfield would record as well.
Because they were actually partners with Dusty Springfield for quite some time, and co-wrote and wrote several songs for Dusty Springfield and many artists. She's fascinating if you look up some of the stuff she's done. And we're going to feature one of the deeper cuts from this album that features You're Dead, which is called Walkin' My Cat Named Dog, named after the single. And she didn't put out too many releases as a solo artist, but she did do a lot of music sporadically throughout her career, and lots of different artistic things. And we're also going to feature some music from Willie Dunn in this set as well. So let's get to it. We're going to start off with Galen and Paul, and this is Lonely Town here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Pack the house. We're leaving town. Wave bye bye. The red sky high. No one lives here anymore. When the summer comes,
when the summer comes,
they'll all fly in,
they'll all fly in
to their holiday homes, and all the new boutiques. Yeah, 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 yeah. When the season's done.